Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Yesterday, we touched briefly around this time on the question of whether the war on terrorism can ever be won, and can terrorism ever be reduced to what could be called a nuisance. This came up around the New York Times Magazine cover story this week, which quoted Kerry and which the Bush campaign used for an attack ad, and the president's earlier statements that the war on terrorism cannot be won, followed by his insistence that it could. The Kerry campaign took this out of context in its new ad to charge that Bush believes the war on terror cannot be won and Kerry thinks it can. The Bush campaign took the Kerry quote out of context in its new ad to say inaccurately that Kerry thinks terrorism is a nuisance. Truth is, it seems to me, both their statements reveal that they both believe you can never completely wipe out terrorism, but they both are posturing for the campaign to look like the tough guy who can. Again, the salient Kerry quote here that started all this, he told the Times, "We have to get back to the place we were where terrorists are not the focus of our lives, but they're a nuisance. As a former law enforcement person, I know we're never going to end prostitution, we're never going to end illegal gambling, but we're going to reduce it, organized crime, to a level where it isn't on the rise. It isn't threatening people's lives every day, and fundamentally it's something that you continue to fight, but it's not threatening the fabric of your life." And so I want to read a few of the many pieces of interesting email we got on this after the show. Then we will re-air part of the interview I did with the writer of that New York Times Magazine article on Kerry, journalist Matt Bai, that very few of you probably heard because it originally aired Friday night. And finally, we'll talk to Daily News columnist Michael Goodwin, who is critical of Kerry as a result of that article. Here's some of the email. In support of Kerry, a listener wrote, "I refer you to what Brent Scowcroft said 2 years ago. There is going to be no peace treaty on the battleship Missouri in the war on terrorism, but we can break its back so that it is a horrible nuisance and not a paralyzing influence on our society." And the Kerry campaign has also been circulating that Scowcroft nuisance quote. But a second listener writes, "I think that a close reading of the New York Times Magazine article is devastating to Kerry supporters, if not the senator himself. If Matt Bai is presenting a true portrait of Senator Kerry here, and I hope he is not, what seems to emerge is that as portrayed in this profile, John Kerry is a mere bureaucrat and George Bush a bold, risk-taking leader, for better or worse." Then there's this listener who says, "Whether one agrees or disagrees with Kerry's statements, in terms of its predictable effect on his campaign, the remarks may prove to be disastrous. When the Kerry campaign fires back that Bush-Cheney is taking his remarks out of context, well, duh, of course they're taking it out of context, as one would expect them to do. He never should have allowed the terms terrorism, nuisance, gambling, and prostitution to come within 100 miles of each other." And finally, this from another listener. "Any New Yorker can tell you how easy it would be to get a bomb on the subway or into a crowded public space. The fact that there have not been many terrorist attacks in our nation's history, and none in the U.S. since 9/11, is evidence that terrorism is nothing more than a nuisance now," says that listener. Thanks for writing. Send your email to Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org. Now, what does the journalist who wrote the Kerry article really think about the senator and that interview? I interviewed him on Friday night before his article emerged as a campaign issue. Here is a 5-minute excerpt of our discussion, beginning when I asked him, "You seem to be saying there's a fundamental divide between liberals and conservatives on how to proceed in the war on terror."
Well, that divide centers on this question of whether we are, in fact, in a war, and whether the war on terror is the proper construct for the sort of foreign policy moment that we're in. Conservatives believe that this is a war very much in the vein of World War One, World War Two, the Cold War, not necessarily a battlefield war in the way of World War Two, but a war in the sense that it is primarily a military, although it has other components, that it is against an enemy determined to destroy us, and that, in fact, it will require a long-term engagement and military sacrifice. Liberals believe and have made the point increasingly that this is not, in fact, a war, that it is, in fact, a challenge of a new kind of non-state actor, meaning these sort of the foreign policy term for a group that's not part of any government or state, and that it's essentially a legal, a law enforcement problem. It's essentially, it has a military component. There are times when you need to use the military, but that in fact law enforcement and treaty issues and working together to sort of stamp out the criminal element is a better long-term approach, and that it's more controllable than a war actually is.
Now, one-on-one access to John Kerry is a pretty rare commodity for media people this year. Unless you're John Stewart or David Letterman. You had some?
I did, yeah. Me, John Stewart, and David Letterman, I guess. Yeah, I sat down with Senator Kerry three times from in between June and September. Access is a funny thing, you know, the word and the word interview. I mean, I think you learn quite a bit from talking to Senator Kerry personally. You see how he looks at interviews, how he looks at the media, how he goes about answering questions. But in terms of actually being revelatory in his answers and sharing his actual worldview, he's very, very cautious. And really the piece became for us more of an investigative pursuit where you take Senator Kerry's answers and the answers of people around him and mm-hmm. his history as a senator, and you weave that. You deduce from that really what it is in his heart.
Right, and the article makes it sound like he was so wary of you that you didn't get much out of him one-on-one. So now you just said how you got at his worldview of the post-9/11 world more indirectly. And what do you think is at the heart of that worldview? Is it that liberal paradigm that you just described?
Well, I think essentially it is. But, of course, that's a very easily caricatured position because Vice President Cheney and President Bush have run around saying, well, John Kerry doesn't think we're in a war. He doesn't understand the moment. And it's actually deeper than that. Senator Kerry was one of the first people in Washington to understand this new emerging threat of groups that were neither states nor governments nor appendages of any organized entity. He was one of the first to understand that their connection to weapons of mass destruction or other serious military capabilities was going to be a serious security threat for the United States. He proposed changes in money laundering laws to keep them from getting the resources they needed. He proposed a lot of legislation along those lines. So he was early to this. And that worldview comes from not from him being soft necessarily on terrorism or not understanding the problem, but in fact having worked on this for many years before September 11th and believing, as he does, that the world is really not about a state that supports terrorism versus a state that doesn't, that it's really about non-state actors, criminal elements, versus the community of nations who would preserve order and law if they work together.
Is this very different from who George Bush is in the post-9/11 world?
Yeah, I think it is, because I think in George Bush's view, and we know this from his own national security strategy, from the speeches he's given, from the actions he's taken in Iraq, in President Bush's view, this is essentially a conflict of states. Yes, he accepts the fact that al-Qaeda is a criminal element, a band of roving actors who are not attached to one government or another.
They're the ones who attacked the World Trade Center and the hotel in Bali
exactly.
And the trains in Spain and et cetera, et cetera.
Right, but in the president's view, these groups can't exist without state sponsors and exist primarily because they have state sponsors. In his view, they are clients of rogue regimes. And if you can handle those regimes, if you can depose them, as he did in Iraq, if you can pressure them, as he has in, say, Libya successfully, or in North Korea and Iran not so successfully, if you can eliminate the regimes that would support terrorist groups in the president's worldview, you would essentially have gone a long way, if not the entire distance, toward eliminating terrorism. I don't think Senator Kerry believes that's true.
Matt Bai, who wrote the Sunday Times Magazine story on John Kerry and terrorism that's become an issue in the campaign,